Unless I can just keep rambling, if you'd like. Is that preferable?
Actually, I'm not set. I just need an ox.
Okay, then yeah. If you're ready, the ox is around here.
Hi.
Somewhere. Oh, there it is.
There it is.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. WMFO. Woo, woo, woo. Oh, also, students, come to Spring Thing if you're listening. That's Saturday night. Should be awesome. Have a bunch of cool bands playing. Be there or be square. You ready?
Yes.
Excellent. See you guys next week.
Yes.
That was my first choice.
Oh, wonderful. So I didn't see anyone's request, so I just kind of, there's going to be a lot, and you guys can just tell me. But anyway, welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. Let's see, you might want to move a little in, my friend.
Okay.
All the mics are on, but we want to make sure you can be heard. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour, the last hour you're listening to before Friday. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And you're in for a treat. We got the metric of the week out of the way first because it's Weeb night, guys. Yay. We have a bunch of people in the station. It is in honor of Anime Boston being this week. It is all, with an asterisk, anime music, and super exciting. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves, go around, tell me your favorite and favorite or least favorite anime, who you are, pseudonyms allowed or not allowed, however you decide, and let's go for it.
Gary?
Lead off, Gary.
Let's go for it.
My name's Gary. I'm just some rando that dropped by here.
Okay.
Per request of Rose. I guess if I were to say, I guess my favorite anime would be FMA Brotherhood, but I would have to change that to Fate Zero because I actually finished that.
Nice.
You finished another show?
No, I finished. I watched that like during my freshman year.
Oh, God! You almost gave me a heart attack. That's already good. Okay, I guess we'll go down the line.
Alrighty. So I'm AJ. I don't know if I'm picking up on the mic, but we're just gonna roll with this.
The sound levels are good enough for me. I'll take you up a little bit.
Alright, sounds good. So yeah, AJ, and just like Gary, favorite animes, Fade Zero, shockingly enough.
Oh ho. Now who's next? Are you gonna be a combo breaker?
I'm Michelle. Can I have a DJ name? Can I
whatever
one?
You want. Yeah, you can make one up.
Yeah, okay. My name is, you can call me Mish the Quiche.
Oh my god.
Yes, my favorite anime, well, I'm a recovering weeb, so I haven't watched anime in quite a while, but okay. My favorite anime is probably Haikyuu.
Okay, nice. A lot of pretty volleyball boys.
Yes.
It's not Yuri on Ice?
Well, also Yuri on Ice. And,
Elephant in the room.
Yes.
No, that's fair.
The sports ones.
Now, how are you on Free?
On swimming boys. Yes, Free is very good. Can we play the ending of Free? That's fair.
Yeah, yes. We can do that.
It's all of the attractive sports male anime.
Commitment to the bit.
So I can't be mad at you because I do that with girls. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's not a bit. That's real life.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, I'm David. And my favorite anime is Neo Yokio.
No.
Man of culture.
No.
That is a man of culture. I like this.
I'm Alex, and my favorite animes are a tie between Fullmetal Alchemist, Brotherhood, and Mob Psycho 100. I genuinely could not pick between them because I love them both very dearly.
Well, they're both Bones Productions, so they're both
exactly.
The right answer.
Yeah.
I'd also like to add that I guess I'd like to change my answer to Devilman Crybaby because not only have I finished it, it's on Netflix, so I just shelved for that company.
It's so good, though. It's the first episode is probably, like, the largest exercise in debauchery and violence that I've watched in a long time. Actually, that's wrong. I've watched enough of it. But it's a great show. You also really did a good job on this, buddy. But it's a very good show.
Yes, you also did it. And that's why I get to make it seem that my taste is better than it actually is.
Oh, I don't know. I think the true path is saying Strike Witches is your favorite anime and just let God sort them out.
God.
Wait. So, fun fact. We actually, last summer, I read the summary of Strike Witches out and showed the clip art to everyone in the station and like who was there in the station.
Is this something I should Google image search? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes.
No.
Yes. It's not hentai. It's fine.
That's a low bar.
It's a low bar that Strike Witches can step over. It's not a good show, but it's a show. You can put that on a cereal box.
Put that on the DVD tin.
Wasn't that like Campbell's soup line? Like, wasn't their soup like motto, it's a food? Or it's a meal? Like, for a while?
No.
That's what that reminds me of. I think that was a thing. I'm not sure if that was Campbell's or some other company, but there was one company that had just... Their motto was like, it's a meal, or it's food, or it's decent food, or something like that. Something really, really like... modest to the point of hilarity.
Yeah.
Can't take us to court over this.
Right. You can't legally prove it's not food.
Unless you give them like a can full of metal or something and say, it's a food.
It's a food.
Like, yeah, maybe to a character in an anime, but not to us.
Woo! I like, in Switzerland, you can get Nestle brand baby food. But you know what it is? It's good start. It's not great start. It's not wonderful start. It's good start.
God.
I feel like that's what my teachers tell me all the time. Rose, good start. I'm like, thanks.
It's definitely a subpar start.
Yeah.
Or even a mediocre start.
Yeah. David can attest to every time I present anything to the class, it's good start.
I plead the fifth on this one.
No, it's fine. I will incriminate myself. It's so bad. I mean, I do the proofs like 30 minutes before the start of class, so I'm the one who's selling myself down. It's fine. And then I have to polish them up beforehand. Why do I do this to myself?
Math is hard.
What?
Math is hard.
For the same exact reason I started the most daunting part of my cosplay, like maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks before the con. Yeah.
What are you?
We're doing great. We're doing really great.
It's happening next year.
What are you cosplaying as?
I am cosplaying as a character named RGB, who is not from an anime, not from a manga, but a British webcomic. But
it's
my favorite character. And I was gonna do an LED screen thing that changed like different expressions, and I'm still going to do that for next year, but when like it's only like maybe 3/4 of the way all soldered together, the program is a big fat goose egg right now. I think I can safely say it's not happening this weekend. I'm going to use paper for the screen part.
I think it's still going to look really pretty. I'm really excited to see it all come together.
I am too. Everything else came out fine, but don't procrastinate, my friends over the radio, whatever it's on. There's your PSA for the night. Just don't procrastinate.
You're so right, and I feel so... Yeah. So meanwhile, I don't know if our other buddy guest is going to come, but he is definitely our spokesperson for not procrastinating.
He's trying to figure out...
You just met him today.
Oh, okay. Well, I met
that buddy.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. He's even procrastinating on getting here.
He just messaged me, and he does not know where this is.
Does Curtis not ring a bell for him?
I just, like, stick a big old
Did you
sign?
Just?
Like, big old sign
did
on
you
the
say,
window.
Did you say should? Was that the first word you said?
Yes. Yeah, you did.
I said, should I stick a big old sign
on
the window?
Oh, thank God. Thank God. I was...
I'm so sorry for giving you a heart attack, but I said, should I stick a big old sign on the window?
Okay, good. All right, yeah, if the men in black are listening, this is what happened, I promise.
Mm.
I
definitely swear is what happened.
You never swear that you can't swear.
I swear that I will not swear.
Yeah, okay. So tell him, does he not know where Curtis is?
Does he know where the bridge is going over the train tracks?
Oh, he knows Halligan.
It's just right by the bridge. It's the building closest to the bridge.
Okay.
Over the train tracks. Because he knows where that is if he knows where Halligan is.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's the entrance that has Tufts on the door, right? It has like a Tufts decal. It's not the
post office. It's right by the post office.
Mm-hmm.
He'll just, one person, he'll message you, and then, you
I
know, we'll send someone down his street.
I'm the closest to the side.
Love it.
Cool.
Okay, should we play some music?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Baby, 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 baby Thank you.
But. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed this last chorus song. We have more people. We have more people. Yay. So let's first ID the current music. We first had Gary's favorite show, for the original soundtrack to Devilman Crybaby with Devilman no Uta. It's a banger and a half. It's a remix off of the old opening for the Devilman show from the 70s with, like, it's so good. It's so good. And then Alex's Mob Choir featuring Sajo no Hana, 99.9, the OP for Mob Psycho Season 2. Do you guys have any thoughts on your respective shows? Anyone?
Thoughts on it, Gary?
Thoughts on it.
Thoughts on Devilman.
You might want to come around.
We've got space over here.
Yeah.
One more.
And a chair. You might want to bring the chair. Unless you want to stand. Do you want to do wall sits?
No, that's all right.
Okay.
What I'm thinking at the moment is that Yuasa should do a Hotline Miami adaptation next.
A what?
A Hotline Miami.
Like the video game?
Yes! I would die, go to heaven, and come back down again.
That's a good soundtrack.
Oh, yes, we have more people. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Enjoy getting all the way close to the mic.
And tell us your favorite anime.
Oh, I don't know if we can move.
Or least favorite. Yeah, you can move it.
They move.
They got arms.
Hi, it's Gabriel McDinch. And do I have to be formal? What?
You
know, how
you
formal
can say,
is?
DJ Didgeridoo, if you want.
Yeah, yeet. It's Gabe Skuskeet. My favorite anime thing is probably Toho, which isn't an anime, but it's okay.
Yep.
Love it.
What is it then?
What is what?
Toho.
Is a series of bullet hell shooters from Japan, made by Zune. And the most recent one just got announced, Toho 17. It's very exciting.
That's the one that's impossible to beat.
Yup.
yes.
With the absolute banger of a soundtrack.
Yes.
Very good soundtrack.
So, which new diaper-wearing character is introduced?
We don't
one.
Know yet because the demo will come out in at Reitesei on May 5th.
Oh, Gary, your lack of context is a big mood.
Now, who are you?
My name's Isaac Wilde. My.
You don't have to be formalized.
I don't even know if you're picking up on the mic.
No, you're kind of. I'm going to take you up a little bit.
That's probably a good idea.
My name's Isaac Wilde. My favorite show would be Hunter x Hunter.
Awesome.
You don't pronounce the X.
Gary, you're out here making...
don't pronounce the X. It's for people who don't know the show, so they can spell it properly.
Gary, I feel like you're coming in here way too hot.
I want to see this fight. I want to see it.
Please, nothing gets broken.
Nothing gets broken in here. The fight will be held next Tuesday at Anime Club. We're now taking tickets for the viewing.
Will TCU approve our event?
I mean, are you guys a real club?
I live on campus. Wow. Posted there. Get ready to rumble down at my house, which I'm not going to give out the address for. Sorry,
totally fair.
Oh my god, no! What if that like, no, just on the Prez lawn? I want another event to be coming at the same time, like another Puppapalooza, and you've just got Gary and Isaac just kind of
poking it out
and make it a wrestling event between these two instead. Because that's probably more fun than spring fling.
At least like meandering around day drinkers, kind of sunburned at this point.
Kind of covered in mud.
Yeah. Oh, this is so bad. Like, it'll be just these loud, like, because it's like Rico Nasty, like this kind of loud rap music as just, oh no, there's so much going on.
Who's Rico Nasty?
She's one of the people playing at Spring Fling.
Yes, I know, but who is she? Like,
no one knows.
That's the idea.
I really wish they sometimes, like, maybe get someone who, because I mean, what do they have? They have 3 rappers this year?
Yeah, it's 3 rappers.
I wish they'd have, like, someone who's not a rapper sometimes.
Well, they had Kesha once. Well,
and they had Matt and Kim the year before we came.
Mm.
It's but every year since we've been here, it's been rap.
Yeah,
and I'm like that's not really my scene. I wish they'd have like maybe some electronic, because I mean that's fun to dance to and kind of like just wig out.
Oh yeah, or some indie rock. That means you guys should go to Spring thing, which is the night before, and we're holding it in the crane room.
Oh,
it's
hey.
So exciting.
Is that on Friday? Mm.
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday.
Spring Flings on Sunday.
I thought it was
Why?
On Saturday.
That's, everyone does.
That's Why? Weird.
It's weird.
And that sounds pretty fun, though. Spring thing?
Yes! Mm. WMFO and Apple Jam are putting it on.
Oh! I mean, I live right down the street, so that sounds fun.
Yes.
Pop by.
Now, what were you going to say?
What was I going to say?
As
I'm put up on the stand.
This is my stand.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, just boycott Spring Fling and go to Spring Thing instead.
Exactly.
The value.
Yes.
The value.
It is the value.
It's the big value.
Big value, localized to you.
It's a Doppler radar effect. This is it. This is literally like, I've heard so many people complain about the Spring Fling lineup, and I just kind of swoop in with, like, kind of, like, really, like, scoot in here and just go, hey, guys, Spring Thing is happening the night before, and it's going to be rock bands, and bands you can say as, like, to raise your hipster cred, like, hey, I watched a band you haven't even heard of. I got to see Children of the Horn, and it turns out they're playing it, like, I think they're playing it, like, South by Southwest, and I'm like, haha, I saw them as a freshman in a tiny room. It's so good. So everyone go to Spring Thing, or I will hunt you down and bring you there.
Oh, no. There's just a whole bunch of people there, and they're all like missing legs because you cut them down first, and then they're just kind of like hanging out.
They'll get great music and medical care. Done by me as well.
Oh, yes.
The value.
Tufts Mental Services. Yeah. They're always open, aren't they?
Oh, that's too real for me.
That's too real. True disclaimer, I will not be cutting limbs off, and I'm not very good at hunting, but please come to Spring Thing. Just covering
my
bases.
I know how to administer medical care on animals.
Alex, I might have to conscript you.
I know how to sew up bananas after they've been cut open.
Okay, this is great.
Do you want to play some music?
It's a deadly duo.
What?
It's a deadly duo. Okay, we're going to play... Okay, we got more music. We're going to play some more music.
Okay.
Make us feel as fresh, kazaneta. Hikari no contrast to abide. Feel so free, na kyou to become. Ore tachi no brand new.
puppy, 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 puppy. Here we go. So I hope you guys enjoyed the last thing of songs. First was Michelle's request with Style 5 Splash Free.
Yes.
Second ending to Free?
First ending, first season.
Wow, awesome. Mm-hmm. And is a so this is your one, it sounds like one of a show you would recommend.
I would recommend it to a certain audience. young adolescent I think it appeals to like middle school girls, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure. I wouldn't recommend it if you want some like intellectual quality anime. But I mean, it's a good quality anime, and it's very heartwarming at times, and it has a good plot and good character development.
Good plot in quotes?
Both.
Okay.
Both types of plot. yes.
Deep philosophical debates over Rin's abs.
Yeah, no, that sounds right. Oh, and the water particle effects for the water. Yes, is no,
the animation, the animation of the water is just beautiful.
Mm. That, yeah,
I would watch it for the animation, if nothing else.
Mm.
But.
Very fair.
dissenting opinion: KyoAni is overrated.
Kyoto animation is amazing.
Gary, why are you just coming out here like a wrestling heel all day?
That's, right. This is like Isan is not
now. I went to high school with you, and you've been doing this since high school, and it's hilarious. You just come out with the hottest takes all the time, and it's hysterical.
Mr. Controversial.
I like how we have Alex, because I feel like we can finally expose Gary on public radio.
I remember you won a contest in English class. Was that... Sophomore year. Story.
Yeah, we had to like write a lie because of you know, we were doing we were like reading Their Eyes Were Watching God and the whole lying contest with Sarah Neale Hurston.
And then when you were reading it and it was getting crazy, the principal walked in.
Yes.
And just kind of looked around and left, and it was the funniest thing that happened. It was the funniest thing.
Like this radio show, I couldn't swear.
No swearing.
But yeah. That's the first thing that popped into my mind.
That's fair. My one of my best friends from high school, actually up to elementary school, is coming for Anime Boston tomorrow, and so the people who meet her will probably be able to expose me for all I'm worth, for better, for worse. Expose Rose 2019, am I right?
Well, like 2K18.
Was that continuing from 2017 or 2018?
2018, I think, is okay. When it started.
Because I remember it started spring of 2018, so I was still your roommate.
Yes.
At this point.
Yes, Expose Rose. It started like January. It started with a Zero Suit Samus and Freezing seasons 1 and 2, and then it just had been a. It's just a.
Hey, Rose, you want to talk about the intended audience for that show?
Oh, you mean adolescent men and me? okay, we can talk about Freezing if you want. Freezing is a show that had 2 seasons, Freezing and Freezing Vibrations. Yes, that is their choice for... I think my parents are listening right now. I watched this on Netflix. Like the plot itself, this is how animes get you. The plot itself, often for plot. These kinds, stop. The plot often for these shows is interesting on the outset until you realize the kind of show they're actually trying to promote. So it's like these people are trying to fight these aliens. I don't know what they're called. No one cares. that are like big monoliths that are just eating up chunks of the world. And so the thing is that certain girls have these like powers. I think they're called like where they can summon weapons.
So kind of like magical girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that.
I mean, you got me so far, but I know there's going to be a catch, and it's going to be a big one.
So it's not this kind is not. It's not the catch. It's the presentation. But you also need a like. Each of these girls need, like, a guy. I think they use English words for it. It doesn't matter. Who are, like,
like also have the ability to like freeze things in place. So both of them are kind of like teams that are like training in like high school in preparation to fight the aliens, which are getting increasingly more powerful. Things are ramping up. Now, of course, there's fan service everywhere. All the girls' clothes, even if they're supposed to be built for battle, are like their clothes, I swear, are made of cellophane. Like they have spar and like literally like, oh, just wait for Blu-ray, am I right? And I'm like, oh god.
So the clothes are like reverse cling wrap, like where you know where you apply heat and it like shrinks them, except this one you apply cold.
Yes, yeah, you're right. And the thing is the main couple is like a guy who is at first had no potential for like help, like his no power potential, and the girl had extreme power potential, but every other guy that she got paired with was like, I can't do this with her, she's awful. So basically like it turned out like she's got a lot of trauma and that I won't get into for plot reasons, and you know, she's working through that and he's really accepting of that, and season two is about her working through her past. And it's very, they actually don't screw it up as much as they could have, which is the best I could say for the show. Mm. Do I recommend it to anyone? No. Don't watch this show. But did I watch this show? Yes. Did I watch it for the wrong reasons? Probably.
It sounds like Pacific Rim, but like...
Well, Pacific Rim had Del Toro. I mean, that's a plus for me.
Yeah, that's very true. I'm like, it sounds like anime Pacific Rim, like, from just the description of what the plot is, not knowing anything else about it going in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like 2006 quality animation. Oh, it's the classic. Anyway,
you said this was on Netflix. That was when
it was. Yeah, it's expired now. I don't think anyone cared.
Yes,
about
I remember
it.
When they put everything on Netflix.
Oh, totally! Like they had Iggy Tosin, like all of it. Who cared about Iggy Tosin? They had Girls Bravo. That's the depths we went to.
Well, I mean.
I'm still salty they just took off Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Oh no!
Watching it!
Did they really? Oh,
no. Yeah, they took it off like a week ago when I was in the middle of like a weekly watch of it with the club I run, which is not Anime Club, but it's an adjacent club.
And the next season is supposed to come out soon.
And
But it's on like the Disney thing. So
yeah, the new streaming service. Mm.
Disney Plus.
I need to get that to watch the newest season.
Yeah, probably.
That. It's like the DC streaming service with Young Justice.
Wait, is there really a DC streaming service?
Yes, it's called DC Universe, and the way they sold it is that the new Young Justice season, Young Justice season 3, was put on it, and then, but it's actually pretty nice because they have the comic books and all the movies on it.
I think Doom Patrol's on there, too.
Oh, yes, Doom Patrol.
That looks like a really good show.
I think they also have, like, the new Titans.
Yes, the Titans live-action show.
Let's talk about piracy on public radio.
Well, we did it last time. We did it last time.
Don't promote it.
We
did last week.
Definitely don't pirate any.
I'm pirates, not gonna pirates are bad. More season
just,
7.
Yeah, just pirates.
Wink.
Oh my god.
You're not pirates.
Hey, do you want to read a PSA and help educate the public radio in not piracy?
Yes. Oh, in not piracy?
Yes. Piracy, no.
Regarding piracy. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. That was Mish the Quiche with the PSA.
As what's funny is every time I get guests here, they want to read the walking PSA.
And I was told to read the walking PSA.
Well, that's because it's got picture of anime girls on it, so.
So it actually kind of works.
Why does it have anime girls
on it? We don't know. None of us know. It's just kind of a thing that's there. It's just
it's very fitting of this,
yes,
this show.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will say that they do have a point, though. You can just... you just find yourself sometimes walking to, like, random locations because you're like, oh, that's not that far away. And then you just end up walking, like, 6 miles or, like, 8 miles, and you just don't realize it until you get back and you're really tired. This comes from a person who accidentally walked to Central Square because, yeah, we were just going from shop to shop. We didn't realize how far we went.
See, I can't relate. Like, I think maybe because growing up in public transit and always being told, like, oh, hey, well, there's a bus that you just have to wait for. Like, walking is very good. Walking my dog in the summer is probably one of my favorite activities. Roger, the dog, the myth, the legend. And he's so good. He's so good. That's also the PSA. He's so good.
Our dog Ginger is really bad at walking.
Gingy's wonderful!
She's terrible at walking. She'll just stop and sniff everything and not actually walk with you.
And then just sit down.
Yeah, and she'll want to be carried after walking more than two houses. God. She's too lazy.
I love a dog like that. There was always just this certain point in the neighborhood where he would just stop and not go any farther and turn around and walk home because he didn't like anyone except his mom walking. It was pretty darn funny.
That's kind of Roger, too, to be honest. He's gotten better with people, and according to my mom, like, he's actually becoming a good boy. I don't believe him. Like, I think he's just being very good to my mom, because whenever I walk him, he's on. He's like, maybe he doesn't trust me with, like, other people. So he's like, oh, no, if she's out in this world, she's gonna get eaten by bears.
I'm still surprised he liked me when I met him. Oh, I was so happy about that because he's the cutest.
He is a little noodle. Oh, man. Okay. Let's play a little more music.
Did you ever ID the other songs?
Yes.
Did I?
You didn't ID my song.
Oh, no. Okay, we did the Cory in the House opening. That was David's request. Do you want to talk about that?
No.
100% pure anime, folks.
Yeah, he's so anime.
Best anime.
Yeah.
Cory in the House,
it's
best
really
anime.
Good. It's really good anime. I've only seen like two episodes.
Who's best girl?
Cory.
Cory.
Obviously.
The House.
That was my favorite thing. And the next was AG's request with Fake Town Baby from Unison Square Garden, opening 1 to Blood Blockade Battlefront Season 2.
Mm.
Want to talk?
Sure thing. So, yeah, Blood Blockade is awesome because it's literally a slice of life action show. I did not know those two things could be in the same sentence.
It's by the same guy who did Trigun.
Yeah. And it's just imagine what happened if the Cthulhu Mythos just got dropped on New York City and they were just like, we're in New York. We're used to anything. That we can just incorporate this.
Awesome.
Oh, it's so good. Season 1's amazing.
Mm. That sounds awesome, and I'm definitely going to have to check that out.
Yes. So good. I want to watch season 2 so badly. Right now, I'm watching Arakawa Under the Bridge, which is very, very good.
I mean, we're watching season 2 right now on Fridays, but...
An anime club.
Yes.
The totally real anime club.
No, we're more real than sci-fi.
I didn't say we were real.
Hey, look, we're real enough.
It's just a weird flex when you try and come at our next. And
no, every week, every week.
As
it's
the
just...
Science Fiction Fantasy Club president, I do not endorse his actions.
No. Every week, we just watch some ridiculous meme movie that I somehow get voted through.
I thought you don't get it voted through.
Like, watched Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
No, that was like one of the best decisions you ever made.
And it was actually related to the topic.
Yeah, vampires.
That sounds science fiction.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Yeah, it was fantasy. It fit the bill. Our theme was vampires because we're doing an ABC theme and we're on V. So we did vampire movies and it fit very well. And man, was it one weird movie.
So, yeah, I see no problem. I mean, there's that versus trying to vote in the Emoji Movie.
Still trying.
The Emoji Movie's never going to happen.
I understand that it's never going to happen, and I try anyway.
I literally
it's
told
like,
you
it's like
that
waiting
I would only
for Godot.
Consider it if you, like, begged me on your deathbed to watch it. So.
No, you said you would only watch it if I died.
Yeah. Yeah. If you died and, like, willed me to watch the movie in your will, I would probably do it. But, like... Other than that, no.
So morbid.
I'm pretty sure that any parent who shows this movie would have to be charged with child abuse.
It's not that bad. It's just painfully mediocre.
Well, it's one entire advertisement that tries to convey social messages, but conveys them so poorly that it actually conveys the opposite messages.
Doesn't it?
It does.
But it doesn't even understand what emojis are, I think, on some level.
Yeah, they're not little tiny characters that run around your phone, that's for sure.
Well, like, okay, that's fair. And let me cite the Lego movie as also being... Like, let's be real. It's just, like, a very good commercial. And anime also...
The movie is so good, though.
It's very good. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's a commercial. And most anime are commercials. The reason why they don't always end on, like, oh, this is, like, the original anime ending is because they're like, hey, read the manga. Buy our books.
I mean, the end of Mob Psycho with, like, the little, there's, like, little previews of the next episode. There's literally one of the characters telling you to buy the DVDs and buy the manga, and it's really funny.
Yeah, exactly. Literally, anime is just one extended commercial, and I have devoted at least... Actually, straight up, at this point, I have devoted... I actually have my pinned to my tab on my anime list. I have 51.6 days of my life devoted to commercials.
Oh, my God. That's a good meme.
That's peak vaporwave.
That's AJ, tell us yours.
I was about
I'll
say,
get it for him.
Time for my weird flex, but okay.
Oh, man. I don't even want to know how much time I've sunk into, like...
Yes. What is it at? It's at like 125?
0.9. We're almost at 126, baby.
Yarp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't talk. I'm trying to get the most posts on a forum website right now. I'm at, I think, like 53,000 since 2015, like November 2015.
Big mood.
See, that's a
so
big
I
mood.
Can't talk. I'm second place right now, and I'm like 2,000 behind the leader.
Oh my God! See, this is what we're doing. This is what I have to show for my achievements.
This
I don't know.
Who Rose hangs around with.
Yeah.
Ah. Love you, Rose.
I love you too. I don't know. I've learned stuff. I'm a well-rounded human being ready for society in 2 years, maybe grad school will let me, like, you know, work a little on it before having to get totally kicked out of the nest.
If anything, grad school does the opposite and makes you even less ready for society.
No. Oh, no.
Because it takes all your money.
Well, no. Okay, as long as we can get a grant, basically, it's like, say, to, like, hey... I'm relevant. Wink. I'm relevant. I'll math for you. Please. that count as my application. Wink. Oh, if I can convey a wink, will that help?
We'll just say everything's coming up Millhouse for now.
No, everything's coming up Rose House.
ASMR mic and maybe they'll be able to hear you wink.
I've just been disarmed.
I did not cut off any limbs. That's still not a thing that's happening.
We have, yeah. I don't think I have time for limb cutting anyway.
Mm.
That takes a lot.
Mm.
And I feel bad for the person. I've seen a Kaiji Ultimate Survivor. That hurts.
Just get a lightsaber.
Does that even help?
Not at all. I saw Empire Strikes Back.
I mean, you won't bleed out.
And immediate cauterization.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? That's value. I can't even argue.
You can if you want. I kind of invite you to.
We have, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah. Four minutes. This has been the Small Cactus Radio. You've been listening to Tolstoy and Company, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'm putting in WO discussion. I don't even know how to do it. I think just putting in anime and stuff is probably the best way to...
Good title.
Anime and stuff. Watch freezing. And it's follow-up.
I bet you said to not watch that.
Don't watch it.
Don't watch freezing. Watch free.
Anime Club does not promote cutting of limbs.
Very true.
Anime Club also does not promote freezing, and we're on the fence about free.
Yeah, I think we're on the fence about it.
I'm not part of anime club.
Free is a wholesome
me neither.
Show.
I don't know what that means for me. Okay.
So go watch maybe all that stuff. They tell you not to watch.
I don't know. I'm a Star Wars fan. Watch out.
No. Oh, no. I guess we can talk for the last 4 minutes. We can talk about stuff people should watch or shouldn't watch. We can keep up with trash. This is trash night. Maybe this is our preview.
Watch Neo Yokio.
Watch JoJo's.
Watch JoJo's.
JoJo's. Yes.
And Neo Yokio. Watch that.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah. Unironically, watch it. Mm.
Assassination Classroom. People should watch that.
Yeah,
that's a real good one. As an education major, it made me cry.
It was so sad.
Baki the Grappler?
Oh my god.
Yes!
Oh man.
Baki! The 2018 adaption is something to behold. It's an arc where it's focusing more on the fighting of like more secondary characters because like all these serial killers come to. Serial. Serial killers come to Japan. They're like, I want to taste defeat. And so they start fighting like the biggest like martial arts people. Meanwhile, the main character, because he just fought a big tournament arc, his most big personal arc is him finally like doing the deed with his girlfriend. And
then his father watches.
What?
No. No game.
What did you say? What did you say? Step up to the class.
What I meant to say, and then his father shows up.
Oh wait, no.
That word choice has very big implications, Gary.
Yeah.
I mean, like both ways. Boy. I mean, like
it's so sad, but there's like you know. A great reduction in damage if you say it that way instead of the other way, Gary.
He doesn't.
Oh, God.
I don't think he does, like, the entire... No, he just kind of pops in beforehand, right? That's what happens.
I think so, but it's
yeah,
most,
no, it's still bad. There's a lot of...
over-dramatic. Oh, my God, it's just so... So dramatic, and there's like, aren't there like sparkles and like
So many sparkles,
lots of like rainbows and sparkles, and it's a thing.
Yeah, and no, it's absolutely a thing. I will say this: it feels like it was written by a man who's very good at writing about fighting, but then thought, why don't we just apply it to sexual content? And just
apply
runs
damage.
With it. Apply damage!
Yeah, that's one of the things he just says.
Yeah, no, it's a show.
It's a show, I will say that.
I like it a lot, actually. It's fun. It's dumb as rocks, but it's fun. And the physics of it, wrong.
If you don't like random, like, a lot of, like, random bone snapping noises, this isn't the show for you.
Oh, yeah, if you're squeamish, don't watch it. You're gonna die.